so in the habit of saying audio mode day whatever it is. This would be audio mode day 32. I need to get out of that habit. So welcome to Life as a Visual Storyteller number 2. There we are. If I was in any way organized, I would have sorted out new music by now, and I would have created some kind of terrific graphic that I could stick on all these podcasts. But I haven't got around to doing that yet. I know I need to, and I will, but at the moment, my task at the moment is to record an episode every single day. Not only that, but record an episode that has some use for you, because why else would you listen? So I am going to talk today about something that cropped up in a podcast. It's Rich Roll's podcast. Now, Rich Roll is an interesting guy. You may have heard me speak about him before during Audio Mo. And he was a LA-based entertainment lawyer, late 30s, overweight, very unfit, eating badly, had some kind of epiphany insofar as he had a massive physical collapse. And he took up exercise, and now he is one of the world's leading ultra endurance athletes, and he did this relatively late in life. Now, he has a podcast. It's one of the longest podcasts in the history of podcasting, as far as I can tell, because his episodes sometimes run to about 2 hours, but they are well worth listening to. And he was talking to James Lawrence about 3 months ago, 4 months ago now, probably. And James Lawrence, I've also referenced during Audio Mo, he's the Iron Cowboy, and he's the guy who's doing 50 triathlons in 50 states in 50 consecutive days. And he's halfway, he's over halfway, in fact. So it's an incredible thing that he's doing. But he spoke about this setting a goal, and that no goal is too big. James Lawrence said, the Iron Cowboy said, no goal is too big. The trick is to break it down into bite-sized pieces. Now, this relates to what I was talking about yesterday, which is those waypoints where you give yourself targets that are along the way, and you just tick off the waypoints as you go along. And James had this brilliant way of describing it. It was really interesting. So you have your plan. Basically, you have your plan. How are you going to get to where you want to go? First of all, you need your goal, of course. Then you need your plan as to how you're going to get there. And that's going to be itty-bitty, teeny-weeny, tiny chunks along the way. So all these little waypoints. And he had this great thing that he said that really resonated with me, which was, your job today is to do today's part of the plan. You don't need to worry about the big thing, the big outcome, the big goal that you're aiming for. Today, all you need to do is today's part of the plan. So, for instance, if you're training for a triathlon, today's job, all you have to do today is that bit of your training. You don't have to worry about the fact that you might only be running, say, 5K. And you know that when you do the marathon, or sorry, when you do the triathlon, you have to run an entire marathon. You don't need to worry about that. All you need to do is do today's bit of training, because if you do today's bit and tomorrow's bit and tomorrow and the day after that and the day after that, all the way to the start line, then it's almost a given that you're going to complete the task, that you're going to achieve what you want to achieve, because you've done all the steps that were required. Resonated with me. I don't know. It might be useful to you. Might not be. But that's today's podcast. I'm going to keep these relatively short, simply because I'm also going to record them at the end of my working day, or at the end of my day, not necessarily end of my working day, because I don't work every single day, but the end of the day. So I don't want them to drag on, because I want to go to bed. And also, at the end of the day is also when I'm tired. So I also don't want them to be too long for that reason. I'll let you in on a secret. Everybody loves a secret. Surely you do as well. There's going to be a secret part to the podcast. Now, I haven't invented this idea. I am blatantly stealing it from Chris Brogan, who, for all I know, blatantly stole it from somebody else. Actually, if he blatantly stole it from somebody else, I'd know who he'd stolen it from. But I don't. So I'm going to say, anyway, I'm going to fess up that I stole this idea from him. So after the credits, after the music, there will be a secret bit of the podcast. Now, why am I doing this? I can't talk about how many kilometers I ran and how many calories I burned in every single episode. Well, I'm going to, but I'm not going to do it in the main body of the podcast. Those of you who are interested in that sort of thing, what is wrong with you would be my first question. But if you are interested in how many kilometers I ran or how many laps I swam at the swimming pool and how many calories I burned and how much I did today, in fact, what my job today was in the grand scheme of running a marathon, of training to run a marathon and then training for the triathlon, if that's your bag, then you can join me in the secret part of the podcast and I'll tell you, and that will be after the credits. If that doesn't interest you, as soon as the music starts, I would stop. I'd hit the stop button. Go and listen to something much more interesting. Don't worry, I won't hold it against you. I'll talk to you again tomorrow. Are you here? Did you find the secret part of the podcast? Welcome. There should be some kind of secret knock, shouldn't there? But that would be ridiculous. So, welcome to the secret part of the podcast, and I'll just bring you very briefly up to date with where I am in terms of running. Because I did run today. I'm actually just back from my run, and I can feel my muscles tightening up as I sit here recording this. So today was a swimming day, except I didn't go swimming today. I would normally swim in the morning, and I have a rule for myself, which is if I am shooting, if I am on assignment, if I'm photographing or filming, then I don't exercise that day, or at least I don't exercise in the morning, even if I've structured the shoot and the day in such a way that I could conceivably go for a run beforehand or go swimming. And the reason is I don't want to be physically tired on the shoot. I will get physically tired on the shoot anyway, because I'm quite active and quite, photography and video just takes it out of me. For some reason, it becomes a very physical thing for me. So I try not to exercise before I go on an assignment. And most of the time I also know, look, I'm going to burn off the calories anyway, just in the natural course of the day. So I didn't go swimming this morning, but when I got back this afternoon and then this evening, I don't know, my body just wants to exercise now. It's really crazy. It's just, I suppose we've got into the habit of exercising. So I've gone for a ride, decided, look, I'll just go for a run and then I'll swap it round. I'll go for a swim tomorrow morning. So today, this evening, I ran 7.54 kilometres. I did it in 47 minutes and 3 seconds. And according to RunKeeper, my average pace was 6 minutes and 15 seconds. And number of calories burned, 578. Now, I don't know how accurate any of these figures are. As I'm running, RunKeeper gives me these updates. And my running pace, minutes per kilometre, just varies. It's all over the place. So I'll hear it saying your average pace over the whole run so far will be maybe 7 minutes, 12 seconds. And then my current pace is 5 minutes and 17 seconds. I don't know what's going on. So it does seem a little bit quirky and it does seem a little bit all over the place. So really all I can tell is, look, I'll see what it says I did on average at the end, because that must be a simple calculation for it. It will know how long I ran for. It will know how far I ran roughly. so therefore it can work out what my average pace was. Anyway, that's today's update. That's my first bit of exercise in July, because yesterday was a rest day, and boy, did I need it. So into the pool tomorrow, Saturday probably again a rest day, and then a nice big run again on Sunday. Anyway, look, I'll talk to you tomorrow, and don't tell anybody about this secret bit, okay? It's between you and I.